You minister to us tonight. You know, these guys have been coming here roughly since we started the church, and they've just been faithful servants. They've sown into the lives of people here over and over and over. They've built people's lives up with faith. And, you know, they really release faith in people's lives. And so tonight is no exception. Let's first of all welcome these guys. Let's clap and bless them in Jesus' name. And then let's welcome Kay. She's going to be sharing with us. Mike's going to minister afterwards. So let's open our hearts to whatever God wants to do tonight. Okay.
We are very happy to be here tonight. And we're very good friends of Dot and Les. And it's true, we've been coming here since, since you started. We've been coming once or twice a year, and it's always a joy to worship God in London. Mike and I actually live in Germany for over 40 years. We're missionaries to Germany, so we're in Europe. And, we've experienced a lot of God's grace, miracles, help, and seen God really break through in many ways. So I hope to encourage you tonight and put something in your heart. Okay, can you put the first picture up? This is going to be a message with, I hope every one of you remembers it. I think I'll give a quiz at the end. But all of my points are going to start with an F, like faith or father, okay? And then I'll ask you at the end, what were the 5 points that I shared? Pictures. If you look at that picture, that is a prophetic picture about the bride of Jesus Christ, of millions of Christians all over the world. And that always encourages me because there's these little groups all over, larger groups, but we're part of a huge kingdom. So be encouraged because actually there's more that are with us than with the enemy. And remember, there's 2/3 of the angels that stayed faithful to God. 1/3 of them fell. So we are on the winning side. Amen. And that's important to know because sometimes when we're scattered all over, we feel weak, we feel alone, we see so much darkness around us. But God is building a glorious church. So this is a picture not of one person that's a bride, but of the corporate body of Christ that is a bride of Jesus, because the Bible says, especially in the end times, that the bride makes herself ready. And I really like this picture. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of these points, but you see she's quite focused and she's really reaching out, determined, looking to what's ahead. What I also like about this picture, it's a picture for all of us. If you look in the background, there's incredible storms and darkness that are brewing all around us. I think we all know that. But she's not focused on the darkness. And in her hands, this is to me the whole picture of the end time purpose of God. She's carrying some wheat, which is a sign of the harvest. So we are believing as we are welcoming, looking unto Jesus, that we can gather as many people into God's kingdom as possible in this day. And then in the very end of the corner, there's actually a Jewish star and flag, because this is God's purpose also, that Israel is going to be completely restored into their destiny. And that's also the purpose that we are living for on the earth in this hour. So we are part of an incredible kingdom, and you are part of an incredible kingdom of people that are advancing. And when you look at that picture, try to picture yourself as part of this people. Say, that's me. That's me. That's me. Looking forward, part of what God's doing on the earth. Okay, the next picture. Okay, my first point that starts with F that I want to talk about is God is raising up, and let's take this personally for you and for all of us, a fearless people. In this day in which we're living, when there's fear and turmoil all around us, I really believe that, of course, I am always singing this song to myself, "You make me brave. You make me brave." And God is making each one of us brave in this hour, courageous, fearless, or you could say fearless faith. And I believe that's something that God wants to put in every heart tonight. He wants to strengthen you in your inward man with strength. Because in this time in which we live, we can't faint. It's easy. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you faint in the day of adversity, you have a little strength. You have small strength. And God doesn't want us to faint along the way. We don't want to be a fainting people. The Bible says that those that wait on the Lord, if you are connected with Jesus, it says you exchange your strength for his strength. So maybe you look at yourself and say, I feel faint. That's okay. Give your weakness to him. He is not weak.
Amen.
And the spirit that lives in you is a spirit of resurrection that can quicken you and lift you above every single circumstance. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? If you believe it, it works in you. It operates. God can make you strong. And I really believe that's part of his purpose today. Okay, I want to read a scripture in Romans 8 with being fearless. And I believe God wants to really break every spirit of fear. A spirit of fear will paralyze you. Fear lames you, immobilizes you. If you're fearful, if something grips you, it actually takes over. It's irrational fear. And it makes you powerless. You're not even able to think. You can't make good decisions. You want to retreat. You want to withdraw. You want to isolate. You go back. Have any of you ever had that feeling? I know every time I'm faced with a challenge, my first reaction is, oh no, I want to hide. And that's what fear means. I want to hide. But we can make our second choice and say, I'm going to jump over these fears and go forward in the name of Jesus. And so God is raising up people that really know him. Romans 8, wanted to read a few verses in the Bible. It says, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. This is a really, I believe God is raising up sons of the kingdom today. Amen. That are being, sons of the kingdom means mature sons, not babies just born. That word sons is not just someone who's been born again of the Spirit of God, but someone who has grown to maturity, someone who has developed, someone who has become strong. And it says, for as many as us are led by the Spirit, they are the mature sons of God. So God wants to help each one of us not to be led by our feelings, not to be led by our fears, not to be bound by our own natural limitations. In our natural self, we're all weak. In our natural self, we can yield to temptation. In our natural self, if we just let our natural self come forth and live on our own resources and strength, I'll tell you the truth, we won't have the power. But it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God is in every person that believes in Jesus. And if you let the Spirit lead you, strong in your spirit man, strong on the inside, strong because Christ is in you, and you trust that there's a spirit in you of power and of strength, he will keep quickening you so you can be led by the Spirit, not by your reasoning, not by your feelings. Praise God. That's a good message, isn't it? And that's what you call walking by faith. I walk by faith. I'm not looking inward. I'm not trusting inward. I'm not wrapped in myself. I'm letting the Spirit come forth. Hey, you have a spirit of love in you. You have a spirit of faith. You have a spirit of joy. Let that lead you. You have a spirit of peace. You have a spirit of goodness. We have the Spirit of the living God in us, the Spirit of life. And so you can say to yourself, Spirit, lead, come forth. You take control of my thinking, of my life. Whoa, as many as are led by the Spirit, you will be growing stronger. You will be becoming mature. You can really ask the Holy Spirit every day. He dwells in you, the Spirit of Christ. If you have Jesus in you, He's in you by His Spirit. Christ is in you by His Spirit. The same overcoming Spirit that was in Him. The same Holy Spirit that was in Him. The same Spirit of love that was in Him. That's why He died and rose and is at the right hand. He's pouring out His Spirit. That we can be strengthened. That we can be fearless. And brave. Woo! I want to be brave. Like these horses. These are 7 white horses. This is another picture of the church on the earth. We can look around and think, wow, we don't look like 7 beautiful white horses. But you are. Amen. You have Christ in you. And He can make you strong and brave. Do you want to be brave?
Yes. Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Okay. So I didn't finish reading. Okay. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Okay, so if the Spirit is leading us, we're mature sons of God. And we haven't received a spirit of bondage to fear. Let's say that. I have not received a spirit of bondage to fear. Okay. I have not received a spirit of bondage to fear. So we don't have to be afraid that we can't make it. We don't have to be afraid that we'll be rejected. We don't have to be afraid that we're not accepted. We don't have to be afraid that we don't belong. We don't have to be afraid of all of the fears that would try to really wipe us out. But we don't have a spirit of fear, a bondage to fear. We're not bound. You're set free. Woo!
Amen.
Free to live for God. Free to live in the Spirit. So here it says, we haven't received a spirit again, a bondage to fear, but we have received a spirit of adoption. So if you are saved, you've been born of the Spirit, you've been born again from God's life, and it's a spirit of adoption or sonship. So, Jesus was the Son of God. He was completely bold in who He was. He was completely strong in who He was. And so, you have received a spirit of sonship. And we can cry, Abba, Father. That makes us brave. When God is your Father and you become completely secure in that relationship or completely fulfilled in that destiny of who you are with God. I always say to be a complete man or to be a complete woman, you don't need the right husband or wife because really no human being can give us our identity. That comes from your Father. And we all have the perfect Father. Because I know many of us come from broken families. And sometimes I also came from a family where my father was, till I was 12, he was an alcoholic and a gambler. But at 12, he actually got saved and set free. So, but I know what it is to grow up with such mistrust, someone that never tells the truth, someone that's not reliable, someone who's never there, someone who steals, someone who lies. It really has an effect on you to trust people. But anyway, we all have the perfect Father. Amen. And I have to say, when I got saved at 18, I was so happy that I used to say to God, "Oh God, I'm so happy that you're holy and righteous. You always tell the truth. You're always stable. You're always strong. You're always there." That brings a security. That brings really strength in all of our, that makes you strong. That makes you brave. That makes you courageous if you know your Father. And so we haven't received a spirit of bondage to fear. We haven't received laws and rules and regulations that maybe we can't fulfill them. No, we've received the spirit of sonship. We each have the spirit of Jesus. He was the Son. And Jesus was so brave and confident and free because he continually knew his Father. So that makes us fulfilled and brave. And that's what's happening in the church in which we're living today. And you're part of it. We're getting stronger and stronger. Amen. We're getting braver and braver. Amen. Oh, there's so many incredible scriptures. I'm going to read a few more on fear. Fearless and brave. 1 John. Everybody, all the writers in the Bible talk about don't be afraid and to be secure and strong in God's love. Don't faint in the day of trouble. And we may be coming into days of trouble. And you may have trouble in your life right now. But you can be strong and brave and courageous and encouraged. And you can be led by the Holy Spirit and that spirit of adoption. And in the midst of it, you can be crying, "Abba, Father, Father, Father." And the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. I also like that song that we're going to sing later. "I am a child of God." I think I had the wrong melody, but whatever. Okay, 1 John 4. This is also an incredible scripture. Where is that? Where am I looking? Oh, right. Okay. This scripture really helped me. 1 John 4:16. "We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him." So, I always like this. It says we know about God's love, but if you know it, you really want to experience it. How do we experience it more and more? You know and believe the love God has for you. Now, remember when I was first saved, I always had the picture that I was trying to find God and he was going like this, trying to keep me away for some reason. I had that picture in my mind. Maybe I always felt rejected or I can't please him enough. And then God said to me, "You want to know my love, you have to believe it." And then he said, "Just be humble like a little child. Humble yourself. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. You don't have to perform for it. You don't have to do some spiritual stunts. We have known and believed the love God has for us. God is love." And so I began to really just say, "Okay, Lord, I just receive. I believe and receive that you love me just like I am. Because you are love. And I refuse to dwell in fear. I refuse to dwell in condemnation. I refuse to dwell in guilt. I choose to believe your love for me. And if we do that, we come into that security, that acceptance, that spirit of sonship, and live in the love of God. And then it says, there is no fear, no shame, no hiding, no covering up, no slavery. There is no fear in love, but perfect love or mature love. When you really develop in love, when it reaches its goal, see, we're all growing more and more into understanding God and his love. It says, perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. And he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So, God's perfect love, God's Father love, God's powerful love. Love is so strong. Love is the greatest force there is in the entire world. Love can transform beauty into the beast. No, the beast into the beauty. Right. The beast into the prince. Love can transform the beast into the prince. Bring him back. He can bring your heart back to who you really are. Woo. That's the power of love. And that's the power of God. He's transforming people and bringing us back, kissing us back with the kiss of forgiveness, acceptance, and love into who he made us. Amen. And that makes us brave. Woo! Amen. Okay, so the first point I wanted to say is there's so much about be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And God wants to strengthen you. Just lift up your hands right now. I'm just going to pray that God's strength and spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, la la ba kayandai. Just say, Lord, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive your love poured out into my heart. Receive your perfect love. I receive that confidence. Receive that healing in my person. I receive your thoughts about me that are good. And your hope. Just let it flow into my deepest heart. Thank you that you drive out all fear. Every place where I hide. Every place where I have doors closed. I choose to open up to your incredible light and love. I choose to let you into my entire being. I choose to receive your love and to abide in your love and to let your love transform me. Your love transform me. Drive out all fear and let the love of Jesus take away all the fear from my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every yoke of slavery, Lord, every yoke of bondage to fear. We just break and cut those cords, any cords of death and fear. We break them and cut them in Jesus' name. We release freedom. Freedom for the Spirit to lead us. Hallelujah. I believe God just wants to encourage you. Step in, step in, step in, step in to my love. Step into my river of love and grace. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, let's just begin to thank him. Just where you are. Just open your mouth. Thank him. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible presence. Holy Spirit of adoption and sonship, fill our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to move forward. The next F, fearless. The next one is focus. What you're looking at, where you're looking, where your perception is, where you really have your focus, that is an important key for this day in which we're living. Because we saw in the background of that bride so many storms, so much darkness, so many problems, so many things look like they're coming undone, and confusion, all kinds of things. But if we focus on Jesus as the one who's already won the victory. Do you know why we know Jesus is the victor? He died, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead. He's alive. So our eyes, and the end time it says, darkness will cover the earth in great darkness, but arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is arising on you. So the end time church has to have, can you put the next picture? Oh yeah. There's a picture of many people on white horses. So you're also on one. Fearless and brave in the power of the Spirit. And there's Jesus at the front leading his army. Put your eyes on Jesus. Not on yourself, not on your problems, not on the devils, not on the darkness, not on anything else. If you look to him, risen from the dead, broke the chains of death, broke the power of the devil, crushed the devil's head. He is the victorious king. He is the exalted king. He has the highest name. And if you know that, then you will know that you are with him in that place of victory. Amen. So where are you looking? At others, at your problems, at yourself? If you do that, you will go down. You will sink. You won't have strength. Focus, focus, focus. Focus on the highest place where Christ is exalted. And not only that, you are connected with him. This is it. I know no other way to live in this day except really to focus on Christ, and that I'm in Christ and with Christ and part of his victory. I just want to say this. If you've heard the gospel, you know the first thing is you can receive forgiveness of sins. It's a gift because Jesus died and rose again. You also know maybe that he also paid for us to be healed physically. That's a gift because he died on the cross and took our pains and all of the beatings and all of the sorrows and everything he took for us. But do you know that he crushed the devil's head? He defeated death. He won the victory. Do you know that victory is a gift for you? It's a gift. He's won it. I always say if Jesus paid such a great price to give us a life of freedom and victory, then I'm going to receive it. He paid for it. Amen. It's a gift. It can be yours if you receive it by faith. So focus on him. And I just want to say, focus on the finished work of Christ. He finished the work of redemption. It's done. And there's mighty, mighty rivers and streams of blessing that are released. So the end time church, living in a dark hour, has to focus on the kingdom, on the light, on the king that's coming, on the kingdom that's coming, on the heavenly perspective, on the heavenly vision. You're all sitting there in shock, but... looking at me like I'm from another planet, but I am living in another dimension, okay? It's the only place I know where to live. to keep your joy and to keep your faith and to keep your sanity and to stay free. Amen. There is a place of victory. I want to encourage you. Yeah. Do you believe it? Yeah. If you believe it, raise your hand.
Amen.
Woo! Okay, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. Okay. So to stay focused means you're alert. You're awake. You're not sleeping. You're not dull. You're not in the clouds. You're not covered with gray clouds. You're focused on the light that God wants to give you for your life. Okay, the next F, can you put the next picture? Is, fresh. Fresh. Okay, I want to ask a question. What was the first one that I said? F. Fearless. Rightless. Okay, great. And the second one?
Focus.
Ooh, you've got it. Okay. By George, you've got it. Hallelujah. Now, the third one is fresh. Fresh. I want to encourage you all. I've been a Christian for at least 45 years. And when I was 18, of course, I would look at all the Christians that were older and all over. And I made a decision at 18. Oh, God, help me to stay fresh and to keep my fire. Yes. And help me to keep my joy. And help me, oh, God, help me to stay fresh. Okay. And I believe God is so incredible. Do you see that picture? That's also a picture of horses. I like horses because they're strong, determined, brave, beautiful, right, swift. Okay, but you see they're coming out of wave after wave. Wave after wave. And that's how we stay fresh, because God is always giving fresh glory, fresh hope. You don't have to live from yesterday's experience of God. You don't have to live and look back and say, well, those were the good days and now. But God always has a fresh beginning. God always has a fresh wave. God always has a fresh hope. God always has a fresh love. I'm always saying that. Jesus said, of my fullness you all receive grace upon grace. That's like wave upon wave. It's no limit. God is eternally great. He's eternal. He's never getting older. The older I get, the happier I am. And he's the ever young God, the ever vibrant God. He's as strong as he was thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. He's not weakening. He's not getting tired. So, and he's as generous and as full of eternal life and eternal glory and hope and love and joy. It never ends. It's a never-ending river, fountain, ocean of grace. That's encouraging to me. I'm always jumping in, by faith, to the next wave. To what God's doing today. Mike and I pray every day. We're not living in the 1970s. We're not living in the 80s. We're not living in the 90s. We're not living in 2001. We're in 2015, and God is doing a fresh work on the earth, a new work, and we're not staying in yesterday's revelation, yesterday's move of God. We keep on moving with God. Do you want to move forward with God? That's the question. There's open doors. There's a fresh hope. There is a river. God is moving today. Open your ears. There's prophetic voices. They're relevant for today. And God wants to do something in your life. And today, you can have a fresh beginning. Have you ever heard more better news than that? That every day can be a new day. And if yesterday wasn't so great, praise God, tomorrow can be better. And there's a fresh beginning. You can let go of the past. You can bring the past to the cross. You can bring it to Jesus and say, I'm jumping in today. Awesome. Stay fresh. Say, I'm going with God today. Where he's going, I'm going. So we're always moving. That's why I like the horses. And I love that. Wave after wave. We're going to sing that later. Wave after wave. Crashing over me. Woo! And it's true. God's incredible. If he can keep us four happy all these years with himself, God is incredible. And one way to stay fresh is to continually say a new yes to God. A new yes. That opens up the next level to you. A deeper commitment. The more you give, the more it opens up level after level. As I said, I've been walking with God 45 years, and the one reason that I got saved was because I found living so boring. I tried everything, and I was so empty. You can try drugs or a relationship, whatever you want to try. It doesn't fill the hole in our spirit. There's only one thing that fills the hole in your spirit, only one thing, God himself.
Amen.
And 45 years with God, he's the only thing that's, to me, exciting and adventurous. I still like adventure, excitement, and God is on the move. Amazing. Okay, I have another F. Okay, so let's go over the F's one more time. The first one?
Fearless.
Great. The second one?
Okay.
And the third one?
Fresh.
Woo! Okay. So now, let me just see. You guys are doing great. I think you'll remember what I said. I hope. Okay. Okay, the next one is... I know what it is. Oh, right. Can you put the next picture? Oh, I wanted to show this picture. I said wave after wave. This is camel after camel, if you see it. In those days and in those countries, the way of transport was not with the great big trucks. It was with camels. Camels were loaded with whatever they were carrying. And God gives us wave after wave, but he also brings on these camels in the Bible are a picture of the Holy Spirit bringing the blessings down from heaven and bringing them down to us. I love that picture because God is loaded with new blessings, with a new touch, with a new healing power, with a new word. There's no limits to the blessings. It says we're blessed with every spirit, Holy Spirit given blessing. They're pouring down like rivers. I like this picture because I think of every camel loaded with healing ointment or loaded with whatever, love or oil of joy or resurrection, whatever you want. It's a stream. It's an unending. Okay, the next picture. There's even more camels. That was the trucks of those days and in those desert places. Loaded camels with gold and silver and food and everything you could imagine. That's what God is sending down continually. Continually in the Holy Spirit. Everything you need. Fresh, day after day. That's how he is. Okay, the next picture. So my next point is the fourth. What I believe God is saying and doing. And I believe the next picture is, let's say, fellowship. Fellowships. Or, this goes together, it's one point. Fellowship, friends, and family. Okay. This is another way, or another important way, for you in this stormy world to stay strong and to stay protected. I want to be brave, but I also want to be protected. I don't mind taking some leaps of faith and doing some things that are crazy, but I still want to be protected. I don't want to be like a suicide nut. I want to make sure I'm doing what God wants. One way, and you see that picture, those are four horses, four different horses. And that's what fellowships are. They're people, all different nationalities, all different colors, all different backgrounds, all different classes, all different ages. And coming together in fellowships like this and really being committed from your heart in a community, or you can call it a community of the King or fellowships. We're a family. We can even be friends. Family is you have to stick together because you're a family. My father always used to say you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. You can't choose your family. You're born into it. So we're actually a family. We all have the same father. But we also are, you can also even have friends in the fellowship, build relationships. It is really a way, I believe, we need each other. We need the body of Christ. We need to gather with other believers, share our lives. And in this fellowship of friends and family, that each one of us, another F, functions with your gifts. Each one of us has gifts. Each one of us has something to add to the community. And we need each one of you to begin to shine. That's what, I don't know if any of you know, is Bill Johnson, but he says, arise, shine. When you give who you are, or when you give what you have, you're shining. And I read this sentence once. It keeps me so courageous to keep on giving what I have. It says, every one of us has a glory. Every single person has something special, a glory. And then the person said, and your glory is needed. And when you give yourself who you are, unafraid to be who you are. Sometimes it takes real boldness to step out and be who you really are. And when you give what you have or what God's given you, you begin to shine. And so, fellowships, we get the shining from the other person who has things that we don't have, and we shine. We each can give and receive. And that's what I think is so beautiful about relationships. They're mutual. Not one person gives everything. It's a mutual giving and receiving. And the more you give and the other gives, the more you have real relationship. So we're called for relationship with God and relationship with each other. And that also gives us incredible protection in this hour. Okay, I'm coming to the last point. The last F. Okay. Oh, this goes with this point. Surround yourself with those on the same mission as you. That's a pretty good picture. Okay. Are you all there?
Yep.
Okay. And the last point is being faithful or finishing strong. They go together. If you're faithful, you're going to finish.
Yep.
And that really is, I guess, the older you get, I'm still trying to run to finish my course. But you think of how long you've run. And I look at you, many young, you may have a long race in front of you. And so you have to really say in your heart, I'm going to be faithful. Do you know what faithful is? Just keeping on, keeping on. Keeping on praying, keeping on giving, keeping on rising up, keeping on rejoicing, keeping on proclaiming, keeping on serving. It's just keeping on, keeping on. Being faithful is day in and day out, with feelings or without feelings, you're reliable. You're there. You can be counted on. And so the Bible also uses the word endurance. We're in a race, and it is an endurance race, a marathon race. You're in a marathon race for life. And so every day you can get up. Every day you can praise the Lord. Every day you can look up. Every day you can rejoice. Every day you can say, I'm a believer. Every day you can declare God is good. It's just being faithful.
Amen.
And so that's what I believe. And it's also being committed. It's being loyal. It's not being a quitter. It's refusing to really bow the knee and to just your feelings also of, I don't feel like it. Here's some words for faithful. Constancy, perseverance, continuing, holding out under stress, persevering under pressure, waiting calmly, hoping expectantly. It's an incredible, hopeful attitude of trusting in God, that He's always good. And so faithfulness and finishing strong. Do you want to finish strong?
Amen. Yes.
We've all started, but we all have to finish. And that's what they used to tell us when I was young. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. One of my favorite verses in the whole Bible is, a righteous man falls 7 times and gets up again. And Mike and I have fallen many times, maybe together, separate, but we still get up. No, and I can remember, though, really, once or a few times in my life where I thought, oh, it was just so awful. I was so down. And actually, one time, when I said, God could never, I can't get over this, and this is just too much. And I remember, you know, the Bible says we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And I didn't see their faces, but I actually felt there was a cloud of witnesses around me. And I heard them screaming, get up again, get up again, get up again. Oh, you can do it. You can get up. God wants you to get up again. And praise God, by His grace, get up again. But we always need that encouragement to get up again. Okay, so Mike's going to come up. We're going to close. Hey, I really feel God wants to do something tonight in many lives that some point has really spoken to you. And we really want to give a chance for you to respond. Just feel like, hallelujah, if anyone is here and really wants a fresh beginning, wants to let go of yesterday or things in your life that maybe you want to get rid of and you really want to start afresh. It could be that you've never met the Lord, that you haven't ever really committed your life to Jesus, and you really want to get saved, to receive God's forgiveness. It's a gift that Jesus bore our sins, that we can have a brand new life and a new start in a new family and with God living inside of you, giving you the strength. Or it might be that you've run a long time and you really need a fresh focus, a fresh revelation.